We all actually have a responsibility, those of us that are in the art world in South Africa, to help continue to grow that ecosystem so that it is sustainable. So I feel very passionate about the fact that art actually needs to be re-established in the education system for a start.
Basel.
Yes.
You always take amazing art to Basel. What can I expect to see this year at your booth?
But it's been very important because no matter what, it was always difficult to be a gallery based in South Africa and only show, you know, at the two or three international art fairs annually.
Since 2020, Lisa Essers has been recognized among the art world's most influential people in Art Review's Power 100 list for continuing to find new ways of amplifying the voices of African artists and rerouting power from the art world's established centers. And ahead of Art Basel, I was very happy to sit down with her. Lisa, you've had such an impact on the South African art world, but also globally. I think for me, I was so proud. The first time I came to Art Basel, I stood in that glorious hall with all the names in the art world, all these big names, and I saw you standing there proudly representing all the collectors like buzzing around your stand. And I thought, how amazing. This is somebody from my country who is showing that we deserve a place there. What has your journey been like into the art world?
It's quite an introduction, sorry. But I mean, I am fangirling a little bit here because I'm so excited that we have a chance to speak here and have a deep conversation.
Thank you, Jan. I mean, it's a big question, though. So, I mean, my journey's been just... phenomenal. I'm so grateful and I'm so blessed.
You come from a film industry background. You come from a background that is not that you went to Michaelis and that, you know, you came from a place, as what I can see, of genuine interest. You took over this iconic gallery, a gallery that meant so much to South Africans during the turbulent times. And then you basically took it and put South African art on the map. But not just South African artists, you've been doing so for artists from across the continent. So that to me is interesting. What made you realize that you wanted to occupy and grow space in the art world?
I come from a background of studying economics. And I worked as a strategy consultant at Accenture, and then I was in private equity. And just in my 20s felt so just bored and uninspired by being in the corporate world. And I just knew that I loved the arts. I grew up in a home where my dad was a jazz musician. And I think being surrounded by music was definitely my first entry into the art world. Growing up in South Africa in the 80s and 90s, we didn't really have sort of like MoMA or Tate, or there wasn't really a culture of going to institutions and to art galleries very much. And so I didn't even know what was possible in terms of a career in the art world. I gave it all up and was kind of just trying to find myself in my late 20s and happened to bump into Claire Gavronsky and Rose Shakanovsky, who were in a bookshop, David Crutt bookshop, in Johannesburg, with 20 or 30 art students from America that were traveling with them, and from all over the world. And I was like, wow, that was like my wow moment. Like, could I possibly be able to study with them and these students that were in South Africa on this art course? And I just decided in that aha moment that I had to study with Rose and Claire, and I went up to them and I said, please, can I just join your course? Can I please study with you? Can I come on this program with you? And of course, they thought I was completely nuts. I'd never studied art before. And they, you know, kind of just were very gracious and indulged me in the bookshop while I interrupted them, and in a very South African way. And The rest is history. I pursued it. I called them, you know, a day or two later. And I said, I was really serious and you're on your way to Venda. Could I please come? And they kind of, I think, were astounded by my persistence. So they said, well, okay, why don't you join us in Venda for 3 or 4 days? And would you mind bringing one or two other guests that are joining with you if you do have a car and you don't mind driving them? And I said, sure. And next thing, I was in the car driving to Venda with Sue Williamson and Penny Siopis and joining Rose and Claire with their 20 or 30 students from all over the world who were in South Africa on an art course.
That's phenomenal, because I mean, to me, I saw that retrospective at Azico with Sue Williamson, and now knowing the history behind it, that's...
And meeting Sue 25 years ago.
I mean, how's that serendipity, fate? You created your own destiny, your own fate through this. I think that's the thing for me, is how curiosity can lead to a completely different change or a completely different course in life. And that's curiosity got you into this art world, I would say.
Totally. And I think it's also about, you know, if something feels right, don't be afraid to pursue it and know that whatever it is, it's possible. You can do it. And I think that's what I always tell my team and young students who are sort of looking for guidance or are coming as interns. You follow your dreams. What is it that you want to do? You can do it. And I think that's just always been my approach and my attitude. And so I think that's also led me to transforming the gallery in the last 18 years to not being just a gallery that represented South African artists, but an international gallery and a really important gallery with a sound set of values that works with artists globally that inspire social change. And that for me has been why I do art and why art is important to me. But it really just to create this space for dialogue, for conversation, for learning, for I just love people. And no matter where people are from and who they are, I think we're all the same. And I think the interconnectedness of being able to engage with people and to share ideas and to listen, I think, is the privilege of the art world and specifically the Goodman Gallery and what it stands for.
Lisa, I must be honest, I've always been in awe of the work that you do, but listening to it and hearing this story puts so much more in perspective for me. And I think that's the other thing as well, is through art, we share our stories. And it's so important that humanity learns about each other's stories, because there'd be a lot less conflict in the world if we actually understood each other on a human level. You studied economics. I studied economics too. And for me, I always look forward to the UBS report with Art Basel
about absolutely
the economics and the art world. To me, the story of South Africa and the story of our contemporary art scene. You also mentioned about growing the art economy in South Africa. And we realize that we need so many different players in order for it to be a healthy art ecosystem. What do you think South Africa still needs to grow itself to become, a developed art ecosystem?
I think that we all actually have a responsibility, those of us that are in the art world in South Africa, to help continue to grow that ecosystem so that it is sustainable. So I feel very passionate about the fact that art actually needs to be reestablished in the education system for a start.
Yes.
So the fact that, you know, it starts young. So what's really, I think that's really important and something that I hope we'll see in our time, because it shapes the way children think and the way in which they see things. And so I think that's critical.
And I agree with you there. I think
it starts there.
It starts there. And we have kids. I think it's so important for me as well that we encourage children to think critically. And the problem that I have with, for example, technology and us being such consumers of information is that we don't have time to stop to think and to process all of the information. And I agree, that to me is so important with children as well, that we teach children to think critically.
My most inspiring moment today, still, and what I get most excited about is to be in the gallery, specifically in the Johannesburg Gallery, yes. when one of the buses pulls up outside yes. and the kids, and it's a school group visiting.
Yes.
And to be able to allow children to have the space to ask questions
yes.
and to engage beyond the classroom, I just found it hugely inspiring. And yeah. I think that, you know, Goodman has played that kind of role as an ICA kind of a space, or mm-hmm. was in the absence of museums and a bigger ecosystem. We've played that role mm-hmm. specifically in Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's amazing and exciting to see how things are shifting and how we now have contemporary art museums mm. And private foundations and more galleries mm. and so and art fairs. And that is amazing. And collectors. But we've got a long way to go. Mm. And I think we've got to continue to we need to develop collectors. We need to establish a culture of supporting artists and collecting actually within our society, because ultimately that will sustain things as well. Mm. So I think the interesting models that exist around the world, in Canada, there's an amazing economic model where government partners with corporates and makes it a tax benefit for corporates to buy art. They meet them halfway in terms of their purchasing. So I think there are many amazing things that we could do in terms of following best practice around the world in order to grow our art ecosystem and our economy. Mm. More galleries, you know, kids engaged with culture, grow collectors, like, you know, continuing to do the art history courses yes. that, of course, I've been very passionate about. And I think we've now put 150 South African collectors through this intensive 5-day art history course.
151 soon, then hopefully. But yes, but it is so important. And again, I want to come back to
making it accessible. Art's got to be accessible.
But that's to me, Lisa. If you don't see yourself in a space, you're not really going to do your best to grow it. And so for me, that's why I've been so passionate about going to these art fairs, going to Venice, going to these places where I get exposed to art, and then hopefully bringing people along with me on the journey. There's a beautiful saying in Xhosa, ukuhamba kukubona, to travel is to see. And often people think you've got to travel outside of the country, when in fact you could literally travel to a gallery, to an institution. Zeitz, I know, is free on certain days. To be able to see something outside your usual realm of possibility, and it opens up your mind.
Definitely, definitely.
Basel opened up my mind. It was absolutely phenomenal to see the level of art.
And more South Africans need to know. Like, I often still will get like people inquiring and saying, you know, can we come in? Is it for free?
Yes.
You know? And of course it's for free. Galleries are for free. And I try and put on exceptional shows where you're showing really international artists, the best of artists from the continent. And of course it's free. And, you know, what we do here is very much beyond just the commercial aspect of selling art.
I brought my kids in here also with, I think it was Ravel Pillay.
Yes.
Linda Kuchler. So Linda Kuchler, of course, before the whole Boas Prize. Mikhail Sobotsky. For me, to have my kids in the space and have them ask and engage questions, it's always interesting to hear what they say, because their minds are still quite untainted by thinking what society expects them to ask. So it is one of those things. We do need to make people understand that art is for everyone.
Absolutely. And for parents to know, and because we never grew up with that as part of our culture, to know that they are giving so much to their kids by, on a Saturday, you know, going around to the galleries or the museums with their kids and starting to get their kids engaged from a young age.
Absolutely. And it was also so lovely to see Mikhail Sobotsky with his kid. I think it was at Joburg Art Fair. I saw him with a baby in the little carrier. But yeah, it does need to be more accessible, not just from a socioeconomic perspective. You don't also have to own a Kentridge to appreciate it and to actually make you think. Basel.
Yes.
You always take an amazing group of artists or you always take amazing art to Basel. What can I expect to see this year at your booth?
I mean, you do have a bit of pressure because you were called one of the top 10 booths at Basel. And again, I was so proud when I saw that. It felt as if I was actually part of it, because you do feel, you feel like South Africa is actually really able to shine internationally.
So I'm really excited about our booth. Yes. We've really managed to put together the most incredible body of work. Yes. Very, very strong.
Yes.
From, I think, sure, this magnificent Elenetsui.
Yes.
Which is yellow. Mm. I mean, incredibly powerful. So our more established artists. Mm-hmm. If you'd like. Mm-hmm. I focused a little bit on some more historical works this year. So where you'd see a more historical work of Sherinda Schatz from the 90s, or an early work of Alfredo Jars from the 90s. So more historical material. Mm-hmm. Carrie Mae Weems, also very historical material. And so, these are our established artists. William Kentridge, of course, Yinka Shonabari, the other artists I've mentioned. And then what's really always important for me at Basel is to highlight and show that we do have the best program of emerging or mid-career artists mm-hmm. from the continent. Mm-hmm. And whether it's Pamela Sundstrom, who just had her incredible show at the Barbican, or it is Kapwani Kiawanga, who did the Canadian Pavilion in Venice and has had just numerous museum shows this past year. Kutsunai Chirai.
Yes, always a favorite.
Who was also on the Venice Biennale last year, and Adriano's Biennale. And, to show that Ravel Pillay, who
I absolutely just love. Mentioned. Yes.
So the next generation of, I think, the most exciting, interesting artists from the continent also absolutely will be on the booth with incredible work, AAA. So it is, it's very exciting.
Mm, very, very exciting. And so there's three South African galleries, and again, not a South African international gallery, but I watched one of the conversations you had at Art Basel, and I think it was 6 years ago, where you participated in one of these panel conversations about taking galleries from the continent and going internationally and growing with other galleries. You've since opened up your own spaces in London and in New York. Have you felt a huge shift in terms of how South African or galleries from the continent are viewed?
Definitely. I mean, I think we're incredibly privileged in that the Goodman Gallery turns 60 next year. So it is one of the oldest galleries mm-hmm. in the world. Mm-hmm. I don't know many other galleries mm-hmm. that are 60. A real handful. But it's been very important, because no matter what, it was always difficult to be a gallery based in South Africa and only show, at the two or three international art fairs annually and then manage to sustain the interest
throughout
the year, and to grow the collectors and the museum's attention and the curator's attention, because we're so far from the center.
Yes.
So it's been very important for me to be able to bring a platform to the key art centers like London and New York for our artists, many of whom who still do not have representation in any of those mm-hmm. main art centers, and really see them and their careers be able to grow and elevate as a result of that platform that we've created for them in, the key centers. Mm. So it's been very rewarding. It really means that it's about making sure that artists from the continent are in the canon of art history in the fullness of time, and that it's not just about, just a token, but that it's sustainable and that it's genuine and that it will be and it will continue.
Mm. It's been awesome to watch the rise and rise of Goodman and your team. So thank you for your time.
And it is the team. It is the team and it's the artists as well. I mean, really, They are the soul of the gallery.
Yes, yes. I'll see you in Basel.
I look forward.